Good afternoon. Skies will remain mostly cloudy today across the region as energy pivots back through the interior sections of New York and New England from the Canadian Maritimes. The moisture associated with this disturbance is being wrung out in the form of a few light and spotty rain and snow showers. Little or no accumulation is expected. A northeast breeze will keep temperatures from climbing much more, and most locations will top out in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight with that disturbance nearby, and temperatures will drop back into the 20s. High pressure nosing in from southern Canada will dominate the weather picture tomorrow, and that'll bring us back to more in the way of sunshine. Still some clouds mixing in, but the sun will help most of us get into the lower and middle 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to our west, where a weakening disturbance through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley will throw thicker clouds and light snow our way late Tuesday night and through the first part of the morning on Wednesday. The energy from this weakening system will be transferred to the East Coast, where a stronger storm will form east of Cape Hatteras and work its way up the coast during the day Wednesday. The exact track of this storm will determine how much snow we get for Wednesday afternoon and into Wednesday night. A closer track to Cape Cod would mean more significant snow for interior New York and New England, with several inches possible, although a track farther east of Cape Cod would mean lighter amounts of snow. We'll continue to watch this system unfold, but winter storm watches have been issued for a large part of eastern New York and New England at this time, beginning on Wednesday morning. Temperatures during the day on Wednesday will remain in the 30s for afternoon highs, then make it back to 40 on the backside of this system Thursday with lingering snow showers. More snow showers with energy diving through on Friday, but temperatures remain in the 30s to round out the work week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread snow and strong winds are impacting much of the northern High Plains and upper Mississippi Valley as an upper-level trough and surface front move east through the central United States. Blizzard conditions are expected from southwest North Dakota down across much of central South Dakota and far northern Nebraska, given the extended high winds. Over a foot of snow is expected locally with this winter storm going through tomorrow before the system then begins to move toward the eastern United States. Numerous blizzard and winter storm warnings, along with winter weather advisories and high wind warnings, are in effect from eastern Montana, south to Kansas, and east to Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Along the trailing cold front, scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms will develop over the southern and central plains to the Midwest as a southerly flow from the Gulf of Mexico transports moisture northward. The swath of precipitation will spread east across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, including the Gulf Coast and into portions of the Mid-Atlantic region. While some rainfall will be locally heavy, not enough to exacerbate the ongoing flooding concern. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy, a few snow showers near 40, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 71, set in 1964, and the record low, 12 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:50 p.m. 11 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers today and highs around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconic, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a few scattered rain or snow showers today, and highs right around 40 degrees. mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a couple of passing rain or snow showers today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s. Light snow on Wednesday morning, perhaps a steadier and maybe even heavier snow Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday night, especially in New England. Highs in the 30s. Light snow winding down as snow showers Thursday morning, breezy in the afternoon near 40. Continued breezy with scattered snow showers Friday, upper 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, upper 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.